Gittin Karan Daf Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Chazayin, the current and final Daf in the Mesechta in Seder Moed. Begin with the words of the Gemara, Shulchan Shalod Machaper. The table of a person atones. Why would that be? Because the Gadol Koyach Legima Kedis Bagadzis Chelik. How great is the giving of food to guests and to poor people, like the Gemara brings in the Gadik teaching, the Chelik is in the Daf Kipkim Lamebeis. And therefore, in current days where we don't have a Mizbech, the Shulchan is what's machaper. Then we test out to begin with the Gemara Mizbech, Adama Tasali. The Pasuk says that it's called Adama. Now, this Pasuk, the Gemara is bringing it regarding the Mizbech of Moshe. Because as we're saying, it's referring to the Mizbech of Nechashis. Says Tesis, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that regarding the making arches, that regarding the altar of stone in the Beis HaMikdash, and it brings the high Kodem Mizbech Adama to prove it has to be on the earth. So it comes that contradicts our Gemara, they're saying it's going to Mizbech Moshe. So I'm Rebbe Chana, this is the Kodem Tavar, it's going on both of them. Both of them are Mizbeches, whether the Rebbe Nechayesh and Moshe or the Abanim and the Beis HaMikdash. But the Moshe Niri says, Taisa, to my teacher it appears, Lafisha Mizbech Shalom Moshe, B'mok Mizbech Shalom Moshe, B'Islam, since the Mizbech of Moshe was in the place of the permanent one of the Mizbech Shalom Abanim, therefore, we could quote that pasuk, but really it's going on the Mizbeach Shabbos Olam. And Mechia Agav and Dosh Hashem, we find similar in the opposite way of the Enzvachim of Netzes Menav. Ki Mizbeach and Nechoishes, Ashlof Nehashem Kad Markil, that it says that Mizbeach and Nechoishes was too small, B'dosh Lom Mizbeach and B'mok Mizbeach and Nechoishes, and it's expounding that Mizbeach and Shleima made in the place, in other words, his intention is really for Mizbeach and Nechoishes. So you see that they're interchangeable, where, because the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash includes that Mizbeach of Moshe. But again, it's referring to only the Mizbeach of Beis Olam. Continuing the next test, I begin with the Gemara. Beis Olam, if you want to say the Rabban Lazar, Rabban, going according to Rabban Lazar. So Tosfos comes to explain the reasoning for why we would say it's Torah or Tum of the Mizbeach, which really is continuing from Tosfos on the previous stuff, the Maskel Shani Shulchan. Tosfos was saying, what's the Pasuk Mizbeach HaMizbeach 8, Shal Shamas? Is that going in the Shulchan because that's what the Pasuk is really referring to, as we see regarding its measurements, or is it ongoing Mizbeach because ultimately it says Mizbeach in the Pasuk? So this is Makasha. Now, it's difficult. According to what we're saying in the Sibai, according to Rabalaza, Mizbech is Tar because it's considered Adama. It sounds like it's not, but that would be Tame, even though it's strictly Kaliyeh. It's obviously because it's the Tipa that's on it. Ezra and Rabalaza are saying to Rabalaza, Ezra and Adem Maskam Taisis. So the question is, Lamali Ashulchan Hatar. So why do you need the Paz to say the pure Shulchan Mechalashay Tame? The inference is obviously it could become Tame. Typically, Mishum Tipa. What do you mean? Of course it could be Tame because of the plating. The mizbeches, because even by the mizbeches, which are also pshutikli eitz, that even though it doesn't say that it could become tamei, now we have tamei rabbi lezmashem tibi rabbi lez would say it's tamei because of the sipa ilav tamei the karka and then the lilish nabasra. Not by the fact that it's like karka as we say lilish nabasra. Avu pidi rachman the karka eitz. Although the Torah is calling it eitz, as we say mizbech eitz shal shamis, sounds like that's the primary and the tipa is nullified in. And even so, that he would say that it would be tamei. And the list of comma, the Mukhlik Rabban and Mitami, will be bottled to the Gabi Eid. So then it would be difficult, according to everyone, that according to Rabban, it's literally Tom because it's Tipa. According to Rabban, it's only because it's like Karka, but they we see that there's no difference that, according to everyone, that we would say that it would be Tami. So why do you need a Shulchan Hatar to say that it would be Tami? So if Tetzra B'chan, he said, the Yitzchak Shabbat Kara Da Shulchan. No, you need that Pasuk of a Shulchan Atar to tell you that it would be Mekabel Tomo. And to make sure that it remains Tar. Why? Because the Abbe Mizbeches, because even by the Mizbeches, not only Din Leish, you bottle like Abbe but we wouldn't know that although we call it Eitz, that it would be bottled to the Tiba, Elmish of the Yalp Meshulchan, only because actually we learned that out from the Shulchan. That what? The Avag of the Mekates, although it's called Eitz, as the Pasuk of the Gemara brings, Hatoyre Tamate, Bishab Tiba, still the Torah says, it's Tame because of the plating. Now, would you know this? Obviously, because you're learning from Shulchan Ator, obviously, to infer that it could be Tame. And you're right, the Gemara expounds because Tame, because it would lift it up. But that's only according to Rabban later on, according to Rabban Lazar, he learns it simply because it's the Tzipa that's on it. So therefore, it makes sense, according to Rabban Lazar, you need HaShulchan Ator, where that, and Rabban, Dami B'mif to Batl Tzipa L'Gabai, according to Rabban, let's say that in the second version, that the plating is bottle to the mizbeach and the wood is the primary. So obviously that the shulchan can become tummy is because they lift it up, where Where do they know that from? Maybe it's something because of the plating of Rabbulaza. So Amri, they say Shulchan. Because from the fact that we have to say we have to include by the Shulchan. That's Tameh, because the Shulchan Atar, obviously that's Tar. Obviously that's Tameh. So what do you need to include? The Hamisvara Tameh Shem Tzipa. What do you mean? It's logical that's Tameh because of the plating. Elavad Lashmin, obviously is coming to tell us. No, the Avgam Shem Tzipa, although the has a plating, so a little bit the Mekabu Tameh, you need a positive to include it with Mekabu Tameh. Ah, because we love it. But if not for the Riboy that we lifted up, Hatzipa Batal, the Tzipa would be Batal to the Shulchan. So obviously, the plating is not primary. So it became a Meila by default, Gav Mizbeach, the Leker Riboy, where the Rabban hold that the wood is primary, that's because there's no ribui from a pasuk that's tummy. So obviously, because that tibet bottle, the tibet is bottled to the wood, as we see by the shulchan, that even though there's planing, it's not tummy because of that, only because they lift it up, which is not applicable by the mizbeach. That is lishna basra. That's why according to lishna basra, but according to Rabban, it's going to be tar. To next day, basra, we're going to see salamandra. What is this? So not like Rashi. This is, it's we in the pasuk in Vayikra that says achelid va'achbar. The weasel and the mouse, targum and behind the song, or the Yerushalmi, kakushta besalamandra, orach, that's from the orach. So, see that salamandra is a mouse. The next says, matam to the beginning of the Gemara, Peshti Yisrael, the sins of the Jewish people, in Rosh Gehenna b'chulu, the fire of Gehenna does not take a hold of them. Which, Taisa said, nearly it appears to me the lap, but Peshti Yisrael, but gufan. It's not this terminology we find often that the sinners of the Jewish people in their bodies. Because the meaning of Roshan, the Gemara says, Roshan, the B'zayim, and Peshti Yisrael, but gufan, when their sins in their bodies, Gehenna b'chulu, actually, Gehenna finishes, they're not finished getting burned. Ella, rather, says Tysus. But we're talking about that those that sin as Jewish people a little bit, but not begufen. Additionally, says Tysus, this is why we say that the Ursh of Gehenna does not have any dominion over them. It's Meshum Damask, Lavram Lukul, because Avram Avinu takes them all out from Gehenna. Chutz, mi boila, kutis, except for women that have, men that have relations with non Jewish women. And the Mashkali are lost, say, where they draw forth their Arla. And the gear is actually veloy mevashkele, meaning that the foreskin is covering the circumcision, and therefore it's not recognizable to Avraham Avinu like a Jew who has a bris mila. Now, so Tais addresses. So that's the one exception. So the chiyamin b'sefazov. So this is the command says the moment sitaf nechazim beza kol yord boil nechazim shleisha. Everyone goes down and comes up except for three, having relations with a married woman, embarrassing someone in public, and giving a nickname. So there's three, not one that we just said of the boy Lekutis, who are Maishach Arlasam. So it says, Lav Begehenna Mayri. That's not Toma Gehenna. Ella, rather, Bamokam Echelidan Hegyardin. Rather, when we say they go down to a certain place to be judged. And Vafanidin, even those who are judged, Lachash Nemo Zachad Israel, after 12 months they come out. They're not judged more than a full year, so it's not a contradiction. That in our Sugya, that they go down again and they come out right away from Avraham Avinu. Those in the Perkazov, they go down and come up after 12 months. And a Baal Kutis, that's Yared and doesn't come out ever because Avraham Avinu doesn't take him out. Kimnek says, Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Shem by Elo Evadina, where it only has a thickness of a dinner on the Mizbeach and it still doesn't get consumed. Which pretend Chumi Yashin, the Chumi brought Shoye Moshe to Meal, said that Moshe Ben actually wondered on this. If Shoshle Yisrael is, how is it possible that the wood of the Mizbeach is not going to get burnt? But Malaymakam Hashem said to him, Kach Darche, Be'eshamal, this is my path with the fire from above. That Esh Echle Esh, Vein Machala, that its fire consumes fire and it doesn't get consumed. Ketetzel, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemayis, v'hasnein en ochel, and the foam bush did not get consumed, and the mizbeach is also not going to get consumed. Han lochem ha-kodesh v'ashur, I'll return to you the third parak in Mesechus Chagig, parakhem ha-kodesh with Taisus. So, sligil Mesechus Chagig, we have concluded Mesechus with Taisus, and we have concluded that of Seder Mayid with Taisus.